what is your response to the awful shooting in Las Vegas?
I'm horrified. I'm heartbroken. I'm angry. Those are probably my primary responses.
What should happen in Congress now?
Well, this is the 272nd mass shooting this year. America is awash in guns. We have a gun culture. Congress must act. They must act to limit these automatic military-style weapons. They can do that. The Congress must not pass the SHARE Act, House Bill 3668, which would allow for silencers / suppressors. Imagine how many more people would have been killed last night if people had not heard the gun blasts going off. So we just need Congress essentially to get out of the pocket of the gun industry and start protecting American citizens. We have a right to go to the movies, to go to a concert, to go to school, to go to church without facing these horrific tragedies.
Earlier this afternoon, the White House spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders says this isn't the time to talk about gun violence and this is not the time to talk about legislation. How do you respond to that?
That is an absurd statement. We have had plenty of time since Sandy Hook, just to name one of many, many, many of these tragedies. When is the time? If it is not now, if it is not now, when? That is just, it's insulting. It adds injury to the victims and to the survivors. Now is the time. We must take action.
What do you say to the folks who are gun owners, or even this event shouldn't warrant taking their guns away?
Well, this is not about taking guns away. This is stopping the ability to purchase and have these kinds of military-grade weapons. Background checks do not take guns away. There are all kinds of common sense gun legislation that we can have in this country that would begin to prevent the kinds of tragedies that we experienced last night. Nobody's coming for guns. We want them to be, purchased with a background check. And if they're not in use, lock them up. And there is no reason for a military-style weapons like the one used last night to be on our streets. None.
Do you think just the volume of what happened will change people, at least make them think a little bit different, have a more of a debate? Or?
Well, we can only hope, because it's only been 15 months since Orlando. And we thought that was the end of all, right? This is worse. This is worse than Orlando in terms of deaths and injuries.
Anything else that you want to add?
Yes. I think it's worth noting that stocks for gun manufacturing companies went up this morning. They absolutely went up. So we have to say, let's follow the money. It's my understanding that the NRA was already with $1 million worth of advertising in Virginia which they are putting off now until next week, after, I don't know, probably when people aren't quite so upset as they are right now. But if you think about stocks for gun manufacturing to go up, I don't know, 5 to 8% when the markets opened this morning, that's about something. You know, the NRA spent over $30 million to get Donald Trump elected. What kind of statement did we get from Donald Trump today? Thoughts and prayers. Well, we, thoughts and prayers are needed, and we certainly must hold the victims and survivors of Las Vegas in our hearts. But what we really need is action. And we did not get any proposal of action from President Trump.
Linda Brundridge, Executive Director of the Michigan Coalition to Prevent Gun Violence. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for asking me.